News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're at the eve of another start of home football games at Texas A&M. It is my fifth, and it's been a tradition for me to visit with folks from Texas A&M Transportation Services, and we're going to get into a number of different subjects that for some may be old hat, some will be valuable reminders, and others it will be brand new information. And this is above and beyond, by the way, what you will find through the A&M System's new Destination Aggieland app, and I encourage you to download that smartphone app. But we're going to get into some other things involving transportation services. And Debbie, what are the priorities as we're a few days away from the home opener?
Certainly to plan ahead and to plan your route and your time. But we have multiple ways to get people to the game. We have the Get to the Grid free shuttle service from Post Oak Mall. Plus, we have multiple ways for parking for people. We have a new option this year that allows people to prepay and reserve parking in advance. They can go straight to our website at transport.tamu.edu and click on the Game Day Parking and Shuttles link at the top of the page. That allows them to view the parking options that are available per game. Some games still have West Campus Garage, which is close to the stadium, as well as some outlying areas that have free shuttle service to the stadium from that location. Something else we're very excited about is that our transit service on game day, our shuttles, on-campus shuttles, come closer to the stadium. In fact, they all come right to the north end zone or by the Memorial Student Center, the MSC, rather than dropping on West Campus. So that's a great new service that we're added this year.
I want to go back to prepaid parking because we're talking on Tuesday afternoon, and the sooner you get that done, the more convenient it's going to be for you.
That's so true. We have sold out of West Campus Garage for this first game, but that is still available for the others that are out there. But certainly it's done. It can be printed and brought with you, or it can be displayed on a smartphone and scanned upon entry.
And you mentioned that the prepaid parking, you can do that for any home game. You can even make your reservation now for LSU on Thanksgiving?
Absolutely, and be done and be assured that you'll have a place to park.
Something else that we talk about annually is space for RVs and how's that coming along?
That's another new trend this year. We have RV space available for all home football games still. And that is also available at transport.tmu.edu, and there's a link right at the top of the page for RV parking. We've enhanced our field parking with gravel drive lanes so that it's all-weather surface, and that's enabled us to expand our RV offerings so that we can have more available throughout the season, and so we have them available for each of our games still.
Again, visiting with Debbie Hoffman and June Hood with Texas A&M Transportation Services, getting you ready for the first home Aggie football game on Saturday evening. I want to go back to Get to the Grid for those who are not familiar and live anywhere within driving distance of the mall. If you can give us a little more specific information when the service begins and how late it goes after games.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. That's one of the services we really recommend on game day to avoid traffic as you get closer into campus. If you go to Post Oak Mall, the shuttles start running 3 hours prior to kick, and they will run throughout the game and then for 1 hour after the game ends. This is a free service. There's plenty of parking at Post Oak Mall. They'll keep the lights on for us when we have these late night games. And, it's just a great way to get to the game, meet your friends, carpool to the parking lot there at the mall, and hop on to Get to the Grid shuttles. We run about 15 buses prior to kick, and throughout the game we run several. And then after the game ends, we're running about 19 buses, so we can get everyone back to their cars within an hour off of campus. So, again, I would encourage you, whether you've come to the games throughout the years or this is your first time, and especially for our students, that's a great way to get to the game and avoid parking somewhere on campus.
Something else that you all wanted to talk about would be some new wayfinding signs.
Yes, absolutely. We have added some razor signs, some 17-foot razor signs throughout campus, some 8-foot razor signs color coordinated with the different bus routes and labeled. The parking lots that are for public parking are labeled with a blue sign with a blue P. And I want to also note that most of the public pay lots are along the north side of campus, meaning University Drive and Stotzer. That's where you'll find entry into a lot of our lots that are marked with the blue parking razor signs.
And in those areas, then, you can pick up a shuttle to take you to the stadium then?
Yes, absolutely. And those shuttles from the parking lots are free as well.
A couple of other things that I found really useful last year, I think they debuted last year, would be the Twitter feeds that you guys monitor.
Right. Throughout the game, we are tweeting status of some lots. We are tweeting if there's traffic, hold up somewhere and you need to avoid a certain area, go a different route. And our Twitter address is Get2AggieGame. So if you will follow us on game day, we will keep you as up to date as we can.
What else have I missed, or what else needs another little reminder before we finish up?
Bill, thanks for talking with us. As always, we encourage fans to plan ahead. I think that's still the key this year. Whether you are downloading the app, do that before you get to campus. But also just plan ahead for your parking. That's one of the great things about the prepaid parking. Then you don't need to worry about it.
And I would encourage people to not be planning for everything that they have in the past. There are enough tweaks and changes from seasons in the past that it's worth taking a look and ensuring that they have a plan that will work for them this year.
So we invite everyone to go to our website, transport.tamu.edu, and there you will find the game day parking and transit information.
And again, one more push for a prepaid parking. You've already mentioned, I think it was West Campus Garage is already taken care of, already filled up for Lamar. But if you're planning on attending games further down the season, now's the time to take care of that business.
Absolutely. Space available for all games.
Very good. June Hood, Debbie Hoffman with Texas A&M Transportation Services with us. Again, the website, transport.tamu.edu, for all that information. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.